human happiness, and effectiveness. Then, Dr. Covey will explain the 7 habits with clear examples and personal anecdotes. You'll understand that ultimately what you are, your character, and values communicate more than what you say or do. And you'll learn specific techniques to help you make the 7 habits of highly effective people work for you. The 7 habits of highly effective people are so basic that they just don't apply to individuals like you. They also apply to marriages, families, and businesses. In fact, to private and public organizations of every kind. But before we get into the habits themselves, it's important for you to know that this is not a quick fix program. It's not based on some technique or some instant kind of revolution. To acquire the 7 habits, to internalize them, you have to be willing to do 3 things with the information in this program. Learn it, teach it, and then do it. Which means apply it to your life.
Work very diligently to understand. Learn, in other words. Work with your mind to think deeply, in sustained ways, about this material. 2, teach it to other people. Shortly after you learn this material, teach it. By shortly, I mean within 24 to 48 hours. You simply will learn better when you teach. It also will give you a sense of commitment to the material, simply because you're making a statement when you teach this material. It socially commits you. And that's powerfully reinforcing to your own motivation to live the material, to live the principles, to cultivate the habits.
One thing that happens when you agree to teach something is that you change your role. You no longer think of yourself as a student, but as a teacher. In your mind, you have a different role, a different picture of yourself.
If you really want to significantly improve people's behavior, change people's pictures of their roles. I'd like to use a scientific term for a moment to describe what I'm presenting. It's called paradigm. A paradigm is kind of the way you see the world, the way you see the universe. The way you see your role is a paradigm.
Now here's a chance for you to share a paradigm-shifting experience that Dr. Covey had. Work with your mind and empathize with this situation and see if you don't also experience a paradigm shift.
It was a Sunday morning in New York. I was on a subway alone. It was a rather quiet morning. The subway was no more than perhaps a third filled. Very unlike, I'm sure, the raucous night before. People were just quietly sitting there, and some were reading their newspapers. It was kind of a pleasant, quiet morning. Now empathize, project your consciousness into this scene. All of a sudden, a man and his children, a large group of children, got onto the subway. And they were so loud and so noisy, so raucous, that instantly the whole climate had changed. The man sat right next to me and did nothing about this whole situation. Everybody was yelling back and forth, throwing things, even grabbing people's papers. I mean, it was very disturbing. So I turned to him after a few minutes and said, "Sir, your children are really disturbing a lot of people. I wonder if you couldn't control them a little more." And he was looking down, kind of lifted his gaze as if to come to a consciousness of the situation, and said, "Oh, I guess I should. We just came from the hospital and their mother just died about an hour ago. And I guess I don't know what to think, and I guess they don't know how to handle it either." Now, do you see that situation differently? I did instantly, as you do. Notice how free-flowing and spontaneous your attitudes of helpfulness and sympathy are. Notice how your behavior flows from that. I said, "What can I do